Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Let's talk turkey. After all, it's Thanksgiving. It's time for turkey, pumpkin pie, football, family, and getting ready for the shopping day of shopping days, Black Friday. Over the years, the day after Thanksgiving has turned into shoppers' bargains and mayhem. I saw a news story about two ladies planning their shopping expedition with the precision of a military operation. They had been researching Christmas list items and knew the stores with the lowest prices. They knew where to park their cars to get closest to the store's doors. They even knew where they were going to eat lunch to restore the energy for the afternoon shopping shift. When I surveyed the shopping options and think about dodging shopping carts and queuing up in a payout line, I would rather just stay home. That's just me. In an area like Eureka, Black Friday probably isn't the event it is in larger areas, but I'm sure many people will still join in the shopping crowds and mingle for the best bargains of the year. Thanksgiving kicks off the holiday season, usually one of the happiest times of the year for most people. To amplify the good elements of the community, I've been trying to think about positive things as a prelude to the Christmas season. It doesn't take much to find negative things, so I look around the community for things that divert our attention away from layoffs, unemployment, taxes, rising costs, and politics. Didn't have to look far. I'm a member of the board of directors of the Sequoia Humane Society. As a board member, we have tried for a long time to find a sustained revenue source for our operation. Sequoia Humane Society is the only no-kill animal shelter in the area, and as a nonprofit has been a cornerstone for meeting the needs of dogs and cats for permanent homes for a long time. Like many nonprofits, Sequoia Humane Society operates on an annual budget that barely sustains the organization. Over the years, we have operated Tailwaggers Thrift Shop in Henderson Center, but our location has limited floor space. Our current facility is extremely small, and our future plans have always included a dream to move into a larger facility and expand our operation. Over a period of about 2 months, our dream for a new facility has become a reality. Our board was able to obtain a lease on the facility at the corner of Henderson and F Street, the Finnegan Nason Building, the one with the gas station paintings on the wall. To make this project even more positive, the building has been transformed into a new thrift shop through volunteer efforts and community donations. The renovation efforts haven't taken months to complete. They've been completed in weeks. The interior has completely changed. Tailwaggers will reopen in its new location December 1st. Stop in and check out the new store, remembering all the time that the store operates to sustain the operation of a no-kill animal shelter. It's all about those cats and dogs that we are thankful for because they're members of our family. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.